Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, will be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, Coldwell Banker, and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977, here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joe Holland is today's guest. And let's see, I have down here that he's the county clerk, recorder, assessor. County clerk, recorder, assessor, right?
Correct.
And since 1850, there's only been two. It's hard to believe that they've had two long runs in over 150 years, but there have only been two county clerk recorder assessors since 1850. 25 assessors, 20 recorders, 15 county clerks, two county clerk recorders, and two county clerk recorder assessors.
That's interesting. I did not know those facts.
I actually found some information. I used to save all this from prior guests, and Ken Pettit was a guest on a couple, 3 years ago.
Oh, interesting.
So in 1993, in their continuing effort to save money, they combined all these different jobs into one.
Right. it's an interesting job. I'm also the civil marriage commissioner.
So, oh, really?
So I can grant people the authority to conduct marriages, and I can marry people.
Well, maybe you can come back sometime. Like, you know, Johnny Carson had Tiny Tim married on the air, and that was his biggest rated show. Maybe we could marry a couple of people.
It may boost your ratings.
Are you already married, Jeff? That's too bad. Well, don't wait for me to get married. Okay, so there's been quite a few of this combination, and there's a lot of things going on that we'll talk about today. Prop 13 being at the top of the list, and other ways that you can transfer your tax base to your family, and even above and beyond single-family residences.
Correct.
You got that million-dollar thing. We'll get to that.
Correct.
So, well, why don't we just start right there? A lot of people don't realize. First of all, I don't think a lot of people realize they can transfer their tax base to their children.
No, many people don't. And I've actually been going around the county to various groups and giving talks on what is Proposition 58, where you can transfer your tax base to your children, and also Prop 60, when you're over 55, you can transfer your tax base to a replacement property.
Had a call from someone last week who, the husband was 53 and a half, and he said, well, can I sell it now, and then in a year and a half from now, transfer my tax base for the house that I sold today? And I said, I don't think you can. I said, I know you could buy your replacement property a year and a half in advance of turning 55, pay the market rate tax, and then when you turn 55, sell your primary residence, and then you'll transfer the base to something you bought within 2 years, right?
I think that is correct. And if you wanted to double check on that, you could call our office, and we have experts in the office that can give you the details on
this. Right. I know you're not an expert in all the, but your employee, Scott Maines, was on the program.
Oh, he was. Yeah, Scott's terrific.
And he was the one that actually turned me on to that tidbit.
Right. There's a lot of little nuances with both these programs, but they both are very beneficial programs that are there that people should take advantage of them if they fit.
One client found out recently, and I found out recently, that there wasn't a big advantage for her. She owned a duplex.
Mm.
And in talking to Scott Maines, who is the man at the county assessor's office that you should call if you have specific questions, the Prop 60 is where you could transfer your own tax base over age 55.
Correct.
If you buy equal or lesser value.
Correct.
So if you have a low Prop 13 tax base, you could take it with you. But if you own a duplex
And let's say for simplicity's sake, it's you sell it for $1 million and you own 50% of it. We found out that you can't buy another duplex for $1 million or less. You can't take the total value. You can only buy for what you occupied. So if you occupied 50%, you could only buy something for $500,000 and less in order to transfer your tax base.
That's right. For duplexes and apartment buildings, it's the rules get a little more complex, and you can only transfer that portion of it in some cases.
And you could only transfer if you owned occupied 50% of $1 million, and let's say your taxes were $1,000 a year. You can't transfer. You could only transfer half the base of what you occupied. So
I think the way that it works is you transfer the whole base of the property that you sold, but you only apply it to half of the property you're moving into if you're moving into a duplex, for example.
So the other half of the new property is assessed at market value.
At fair market value, right, as of the date of transfer. And that we have a staff of appraisers that would actually go in and make those valuation decisions.
Now, okay, that makes more sense than what I started to say. Which is interesting because you're forcing them to, they're paying taxes on the whole, that's what I meant to say. They're paying taxes on the whole $1 million thing. And you're saying they could only buy something, half, 50%, whatever the percent is, but you're making them transfer the whole tax base that they were paying on the other half that they can't. That doesn't qualify for the replacement.
Right.
Now, what's that about? That's what I was trying to say.
Right. Well, that's just how it works. With Proposition 60, it's really a kind of a win-win for both the county and for the property owner. What's important is that the original property be assessed at its fair market value, and then they can transfer the base to the replacement property, which is a win for the property owner. The county gets the increase in assessment on the original property, and so it's a win-win, and it's a real good program for people to take advantage of.
Is there any chance is anyone making noise about changing this duplex, you know, and making it count as 100% as it does for primary? Is there anything
in the
works?
No, both Proposition 60 and Prop 58, those are constitutional amendments. Mm-hmm. And so any change in either of those programs would require a constitutional amendment and have to be voted on by the people in the state of California.
We're talking with Joe Holland, who's a county clerk, recorder, assessor. Clerk, recorder, assessor, three jobs in one. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get married, call the program. Can you marry someone over the phone?
No, I can't marry someone over the phone.
Now, you said it has to be a constitutional amendment, but we have this Prop 13 ruling. There was a court ruling that allows the assessors, this was down in Orange County, but it applies to statewide,
correct,
I suppose, that Prop 13 limits the county to 2% annual increases. However, this allowed you and counties to go above that if the county determined that the market values had either declined or stayed flat. You guys weren't getting your 2% increase. So then you're allowed to go above and beyond that?
Let me explain it. Again, you know, Proposition 13 set the assessments at fair market value when there's a date and change in ownership. So when you buy a house, your assessment is set at the price that you pay for it typically. And then Proposition 13 limited increases to no more than 2% per year.
Right.
Subsequent to Prop 13, there was a Proposition 8, another constitutional amendment that amended Prop 13 and said that when the market value goes down, the assessor must recognize that. And
we saw that a lot in the early 90s.
Correct. So that
is that when Prop 8 came out? Was it the early 90s?
It actually came out, I believe, in the early 80s.
Okay.
And so if we have time, I can just give you a little example that explains it.
Sure.
Okay. So let's say, for example, that in 1990, you bought a house for $400,000. In 1990, your assessment would be $400,000. In 1991, it would go up 2% to $408,000. Now, let's say that in 1991, the market value of that house went down. as many did in that time. So let's say it was only worth $385,000. The assessor would put on, I would put on $385,000, even though the assessment under Prop 13 would be $408,000. We would track that over the years, over time, to analyze the market value of that home, compare it with its base year value, $400,000, plus the 2% per year. So let's say in 1994, the market value of that house was $425,000. At that point, the base value plus the 2% per year would have been $432,000. All yeah. right. The market value is still below the base year value plus that 2%. So we would assess it at $425,000. Now, in let's say in 1995, the market had come back, as it did about that time, and the house now is worth $500,000, right? You bought it for $400,000. It's now worth $500,000 5 years later.
Right.
Now, the 2% CPI adjustment allowed under Prop 13 would have brought the base value plus 2% up to $441,000 in 1995. We would put the $441,000 assessment back on it, even though it was worth $500,000. So that's what the court case was about, was the court case said that by putting that $441,000 on, that was more than a 2% increase for that 1 year, and that they didn't like that, and that was what was challenged. And what the courts said was that that 2% could go back and be put on for all those intervening years, as long as the assessor was tracking the fair market value of the house. And if the base year value plus that 2% per year was less than the fair market value, then we could put that assessment back on.
It's very interesting. After we're going to take a call and then take a break, and mm-hmm. next segment I will tell you about a property that I sold where the assessor decided that it didn't sell at market value. And so they, from the get-go, increased mm-hmm. the tax base on the clients. But we have a call from Solvang. Tim, good morning. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. Sold a home in Montecito in 1994 and rented until recently, and were preparing to purchase a home, and wondered, is it past the time you could transfer your Prop 13 property tax on the sale of that house to the purchase of the new house?
So you would like to take advantage of Prop 60, the over 55 transfer to a replacement property?
Yes.
What is required to qualify for Prop 60 is you need to, let me just go real quickly through the requirements. You have to be over 55.
Right.
The original property must have been eligible for the homeowner's exemption. So at the time of the sale of your original property, your house in Montecito, you couldn't have a homeowner's exemption anywhere else in the state of California in order to qualify.
Right.
So you could sell that, and then you'd have to transfer the base value to a lower valued property.
Equal or lower.
Equal or lower.
Right.
Unless
okay.
it's within 1 year, you can go up 5%. Within the second year, you can go up another 5%. So there is a 5% cushion. But the answer to your question is yes, you can still do that as long as you can qualify that property for a homeowner's exemption.
But okay. When did you sell the property?
Sold the property in 94.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
hear
yeah.
that you had sold the property.
Yeah.
I thought you had bought the property in 1994.
No, I bought the property originally in 1973. And I sold in 94.
Right. So I think what we're saying is that you have 2 years.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. There is a 2 year. I'm sorry. I thought you had bought the property in 1994. No, there is a 2 year requirement that you have to do the whole thing within 2 years. So you have to, when you sell your original property and when you purchase your replacement property, that whole transaction has to be done within 2 years.
Equal or lesser value. The first year, you can go up 5% more. Second year, another 5%. But after the second year, you can't use it.
Right. And if it's 2 years and 1 day, it doesn't qualify.
Yeah, I told a story about a guy from Solvang who actually mm-hmm. had a house in Goleta, and he was like a few days late before he realized he should do that and sell it, and it didn't work out. Sorry, Tim.
That's all right.
Sorry, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Well, we sure appreciate your show, and Joe, you're doing a great job for us.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot for calling. He was making me think of one other thing about selling Oh, well. I'll think about it. We'll talk about it. We come back from our first break. Today's guest, Joe Holland, the county clerk, recorder, assessor. I'll tell you about a property I sold. They actually bumped. They didn't believe it sold for enough, so they bumped it up right from the get-go. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.